As I speak, we're here on the quayside in Dublin. Over 70 vessels have docked at Sir John Rogerson's quay, and many more will now shortly march to Dalairn to vent their anger and frustration at the lack of political support for the entire fishing sector. The fishing sector have suffered harshly because of a membership of the EU. Time and time again, we've been sold out in favour of other sectors of the Irish economy. Today, we're taking our case to the streets and to march to Dalairn in an effort to get equality and fairness for our sector.
And you're hoping that the government eventually listens this time?
Well, this is slightly different. We have the fallout of Brexit. We have the fallout of the removal of the derogation, which allows fish processing factories to weigh within their premises. We are now at a cliff edge where virtually, unless there is political intervention, unless there is political leadership, the entire fishing sector in this country will collapse. And that will have devastating consequences for coastal communities, for those that are directly and indirectly employed in the fishing sector. This is different than any time previously. There are external factors and factors because of Brexit that are going to have detrimental implications on the entire Irish fishing sector.